WTOP News Time, 4:52.
A surge to the front of the Republican presidential race for Newt Gingrich. New polls out this week show the former House Speaker is in a dead heat with Mitt Romney following gaffes and missteps by Rick Perry and Herman Cain.
In fact, in the last 3 weeks, support for Gingrich has more than doubled. Joining us live to talk more about it, Gordon Peterson, moderator of Inside Washington. Good to have you back, Gordon.
Hi there. Thank you. Gingrich's numbers are looking pretty good thanks to lukewarm support for Romney and thanks to Rick Perry's lousy debate performances, and thanks to Herman Cain's less than firm grip on geography and foreign affairs. Libya? What Libya? Anyway, a few months ago on Inside Washington, when the subject of Newt Gingrich came up, Mark Shields said Gingrich was carrying more baggage than United Van Lines. Now, one of the problems in running for office in the digital age, even if part of your campaign strategy is to attack the news media, as Gingrich does, one of the problems is just about everything you've ever said has been recorded somewhere and will come back to haunt you. For example, last month at one of the 3,000 Republican debates, Gingrich said, if you want to put people in jail, start with Barney Frank and Chris Dodd. In Barney Frank's case, go back and look at the lobbyists he was close to at Freddie Mac. Well, now we learn that for 8 years, starting in 1999, Gingrich is earning between $1.5 and $2 million a year from Freddie Mac. He was not a lobbyist, he says. He was a strategic advisor. Would a rose by any other name smell as sweet, however?
You know, Gordon, we've seen lots of flash in the pans on the Republican side. Newt's been around for a long time. Does it look like he's got staying power or not?
We do have these flavors of the week, you know. I mean, we had Rick Perry there for a while, and he seems to be dropping off a cliff. And then even Herman Cain's numbers are awful. I mean, he's holding a news conference even as we speak. I can summarize it for you. 999, jobs, don't worry about Libya. Apparently, he decided that the editorial boards of newspapers are toxic to his campaign. I'm talking about the Milwaukee Sentinel deal. But here's a killer now. And you said I've been around for a long time. I've covered the New Hampshire primary for more than 30 years. If you're running in the New Hampshire Republican presidential primary, you are required to genuflect in front of the editorial board of the Manchester Union Leader. Well, Cain decided to stiff the Manchester Union Leader this week. Now, this is like boycotting a meeting of the College of Cardinals if you're running for Pope. It just isn't done.
In our last 30 seconds, talk about Mitt Romney. He's supposed to have the home field advantage in New Hampshire since he was governor of Massachusetts, and he just can't seem to build a big lead there.
Well, until recently he did. I mean, but Gingrich seems to be coming up. Now, whether but I'll tell you, Romney is still ahead with people who have not really nailed it down yet. I wouldn't count Romney out at this point. I wouldn't count him out for the nomination either.
All right, Gordon. Thanks. Have a great weekend.
Thanks.